Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ramon Romero. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Rayford reaches second base with a double. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rayford moves to third. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Rayford scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Vukovic reaches second base with a double. Bernazard moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard scores. Vukovic moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Willard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey is hit by the pitch. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a line drive to left field. Nixon throws towards Bernazard. Bernazard fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bernazard. Dempsey scores. Wiggins moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken is hit by the pitch. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Wiggins scores. Ripken moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Boedeker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford juggles the ball. That's an error on Rayford. Nixon scores. Butler moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. There goes Franco trying to get to third. Lynn throws the ball into Rayford, who tags Franco for the out. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Orioles. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. Thornton moves to third. Hargrove moves to second. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vukovic is walked intentionally. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Rule now pitching. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Young takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon bunts towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiggins covering, for the out. Willard moves to second. One out. Mike Fishlin pinch runs for Jerry Willard. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fishlin moves to third. Don Oss now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Pat Tabler pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vukovic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Vukovic reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Tabler moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Orioles, 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jacoby is walked intentionally. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Tabler now playing first base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Rule covering, for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Gary Roenick. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Rich Thompson now pitching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rayford moves to third. Dempsey moves to second. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wiggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler who is chasing the ball. Wiggins reaches third base with a triple. Rayford scores. Dempsey scores. It's 8-4, Orioles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ripken hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.